KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A woman who was killed allegedly at the hands of her partner on the KZN South Coast will be laid to rest today. 25-year-old Nontobeko Qele was stabbed in Umzinto almost a week ago. In a graphic post on social media, her boyfriend, Sibusiso Lawrence, confessed to the murder and posted pictures of her body. Police found his body a day later. He's believed to have taken his own life. KZN Premier Tami Ntuli will attend Qele's funeral in KwaQele today. It was the first of two fatal incidents that took place last week. On Friday, a man is believed to have killed his partner and their three-year-old son before taking his own life in Umgababa on the south coast. Speaking over the weekend, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula condemned the attacks.
This highlights the ongoing scourge of violence against women and children in our society. These acts undermine human dignity, especially women and children, as the vulnerable sector of society.
Paramedics say there were two drowning incidents in KZN yesterday, one which was fatal. A man who is believed to be in his 50s lost his life in Kingsborough, south of Durban. Gareth Jameson from ALS Paramedics says his body was found at a private home in the swimming pool last night.
Then unfortunately, there was nothing paramedics could do for him, and he was declared deceased on the scene. At this stage, the events leading up to the drowning is unknown.
Jameson says a woman is recovering after a near-drowning encounter at a beach in Amanzimtoti, south of Durban.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find a female being attended to by local lifeguards. Advanced life support paramedics took over the care of the patient and stabilized her on scene before transporting her through to a nearby hospital for the further care that she required. This is just one of many near-drownings and drownings that lifeguards and ALS paramedics have attended to.
Energy Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa has lauded Eskom's energy generation team for sustaining the longest period of no load shedding in 5 years. Ramakgopa was giving the last power update for the year in Gauteng this morning.
It's an important milestone. We are not celebrating the fact that we have not had 272 days of load shedding. We are simply marking the point that in terms of our quest to end load shedding, it's important that we are able to take account of these small milestones.
And abroad, at least 67 people have died in Nigeria after three stampedes within just days of each other. At least four children are among the victims. Authorities say it's understood crowds surged forward while food was being handed out at a number of charity Christmas events. Your top story this hour, a woman who was killed allegedly at the hands of her partner on the KZN South Coast will be laid to rest today. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.